When the United States is grumpily heading towards the mid-April midnight tax deadline, half a world away, Kolkata awakes to life and freedom, or at least a new year. The Bengali New Year falls right in the middle of April. It's not the most pleasant time of the year. The last wisps of winter have vanished, the temperature is in the sweltering 90s, and the saving grace of an Indian summer, the mango, has not yet flooded the Kolkata markets. But it's still New Year, the first day of the month of Boishakh. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Contrary to popular belief, Diwali or the Festival of Lights is not New Year everywhere in India. Some celebrate their New Year during Holi, the festival of colors. Some with the beginning of spring when the cows are washed and smeared with turmeric. In Kolkata, we have found our own ritual, deep fried food. A Calcutta classic fast food New Year festival is crammed with people all eating diamond-shaped fish fries, deep-fried chicken breast cutlets, crumb-fried mutton croquettes, and little fish fingers, also deep-fried, of course. Not a sandwich in sight. The place smells like a giant vat of bubbling oil. And despite the sticky heat, everyone is gobbling down the deep-fried goodies. Five fish fries to go, please.
Fish fry
kar ekta.
Apne wale fish ki tarah coupon do. Fish fry ka coupon de.
And if anyone is upset, it's because the fish fry is taking too long to appear. I've been waiting half an hour and my fish fingers have not appeared. And you call yourself a shop? The grease-stained shops come with legendary histories. A famous politician would come to Niranjan Agar for a chicken cutlet every Thursday. Chacha's Hotel has been serving its fowl cutlet and English fish fry for almost 140 years. Alan's Kitchen was founded by a Scotsman. He's long gone, but the kitchen lives on, butter frying jumbo prawns and serving them with a mustard dip. And Mitra Cafe, founded in 1910, is known for its mutton brain chop, a croquet made of velvety goat brain, wrapped in potato and then deep fried. There's nothing a Bengali meets that he cannot deep fry. A deviled egg in the rest of the world is a cold snack. An egg devil or dime devil in Kolkata is a boiled egg wrapped with minced meat and then dunked in breadcrumbs and deep fried. And that fish or chicken kobiraji, that's actually the coverage cutlet. Fish fried with a coating of deep-fried egg batter that makes for a fluffy, lacy egg doily oozing oil around it. It's a miracle all my people have not clogged their arteries and keeled over by now. Perhaps it's no accident that Bengalis are as obsessed with digestive pills and potions as they are with deep-fried food. A new Bollywood film, Piku, reminds us that for Bengalis, bowel motions are linked to our emotions.
Insan ka emotion uska motion ke saath juda hua hai.
Semi-liquid motion first, then 2 days of gas and constipation. What should I do? Ye koi message hota hai dene ke liye office mein?
As I wait for order number 168 of my fish fries, I tell myself that is just a New Year's special. Ignoring the fact that the other 364 days of the year, snacks in this part of the world are still dipped in batter and deep-fried to a crisp.
Our pasta fish fry, 168.
Surely, the sliced raw onions it comes with mitigates as a fresh vegetable. Of course, I won't eat them. I might get typhoid from cut raw vegetables. Deep-frying, however, surely kills every pesky germ, I think. Happy New Year. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.